money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval, the definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sound crisp style. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches that got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the limit. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Shout out to everybody joining on the show tonight. You know, we're having a good time. About to get it started. My girl, True Teller in the building. True for Dance Saturday.
Yeah, my name is up in there. Yeah, True for Dance Saturday. Truth Teller. Yeah, I'm going to get y'all to tell all the truths.
You know what? We appreciate your truth telling us. You know what I mean? Like, you want some real. You letting us know the truth is what keeps us connected. You know, appreciate it. I know, how you been, boo?
I'm doing all right. I had a little, you know, mix up today. You know, I'm kind of on a war path, but you know, I know you can hear it in my voice.
You too? You on a war path too?
Yeah, I'm ready to throw this damn netbook too, because this netbook is just like pissing me off because it keeps going offline.
Well, hopefully we get it popping. We got some new music tonight. Poker Face, I don't know where your music is, Dave. Like, you know, I'd love to play it. So he sent me some nice freak songs for us to be able to play on the show. You know we like that.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Taking side phone calls, y'all.
Well, Let's have a little quick music break, play some music, because I got to go say goodbye to my family. Oh, I had a long, long, beautiful day with the kids. Now I'm getting ready to do Philly Shine Radio and go to an after hours. You know how the mommies do it. Like, once the kids go to bed, I'm out. So, what'd you say?
I said, once the kids go to bed, I got to go to bed with them because I'll be so tired.
Shit, not me.
Okay, let's get to there. Here's the truth today, right? My truth. I set up today, and I made homemade cinnamon rolls.
That's a corny truth. Play some Carlito so I could get in the mood.
That's not a corny.
Come on, boy. She outside. I'm about to get rid of the kids. Let's talk after we play the music, because I can't even talk. I got to get rid of these boys. Damn. Truth teller.
Fine. I'm playing stunting on these hoes. Bye.
Stunting on hoes. Stunting on hoes. Brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my cup.
Hold up. That is not how you introduce my number one's music. Turn those games off. That is not how you introduce my baby's music, and you don't just play it over me. We're supposed to get along tonight. See, this is what I be talking about.
I'm sorry. I just think I was in a bad mood.
Girl, well, don't take it out on me, because I love you, girl. I love you. I'm just saying,
you,
like, can I get rid of my kid? Oh, Sandra. No. All right. You know, I don't like that punk stuff. You're a tough girl. Tough enough.
Okay,
take it like a girl. Take it like a woman. Take it like a woman. You got this? All right.
Okay.
So now we're going to play Stunting on Hoes for my number one. And show F the love, Philly Shine Radio. Right, truth teller?
Right, Carlito.
I'm much better. Let's go in. All
right.
Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes.
Seen them two baby blue on wheels with Coach Stewart. See me two chicks, I'm getting laid by both horns. Don't think, cause I got this Elvis paper. The head going up and down like elevators. I'm the son of a boss, that's why I function. Blow their ass out like a factory truck. clip, but you heard of us. That's RBOB, niggas heard the month. What you want? Yeah, we stunt, lit a gangster life. In the club, sipping bub, trying to bang your wife. If she keep looking over, then I'm taking your shit. Back home, I'm a bone and leave her a big tip.
Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes. Brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes. Brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes. On holes, stunting on holes, rush brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on holes, stunting on holes, rush brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on holes, stunting on holes, rush brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on holes, stunting on holes, rush brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes.
All right. We back. I had to go get my little long goodbye to my lovey doves. Now it's time to put on my real small dress. It's all warm outside, girl. It is warm out tonight.
I wish I could know what that means.
I ain't going to be cold in my stilettos. Real nice. Something to look forward to. But definitely got to get my party on network. I'm going to go check out my homeboy down at Cobra Leon's, Montana Black. Better late than never. You know what I'm talking about. I got to go support these artists. And, yes, we get in on our Truth or Dare Saturday tonight. We're going to do some random dares, whatever I feel like. We still haven't had a chance to record the little prank calling. But it's cool. Truth Teller got some shit to share about her day today. I have some sharing to do. And I'm so excited to play some music from the performers of Drama Spotlight First Sunday. Let me tell y'all, very excited. My homeboys, BMG, they go in. State from Grindhouse, ENT or Records. I don't know. Y'all not forget shit. It's a damn shame. I'm going to go get on my Facebook and announce them correctly. What'd you say?
I said, your brain ain't working. Let me stop.
You know, y'all know how it is, but definitely show love. Shout out to my boo GB on my soul. Yo, you want to go out tonight?
What'd you say? Hello?
Up here. You coming up? Come on, baby. I'm doing Sunshine Radio. I'm about to head company. All right. I'm about to head company, guys. Y'all know GB always come with the love. So she's going to bring over some love. She said hi to you, Truth Teller. Yeah, everybody. And you claim people don't know you. But you got a shout out, GD. She just said hi, Truth Teller.
I'm sorry, I have a phone call. I'm sorry. Hi, GD. How you doing, GD? I'm sorry. I'm on the phone.
All right. Yeah, it's cool, guys. But like I said, I'm real excited. Got some music from Fate on deck. BMG, I'm showing love. I was actually supposed to interview them today, but it was my bad. I was so busy with the kids and then gossiping. Y'all know how that get with girls. Like, I think that probably be a truth or dare. I dare you to share some gossip, like. And I want some good shit. Like, don't be telling them, saying I don't care. Gossip is whatever. Like, sometimes it'll be interesting. Sometimes it won't be interesting at all. But you know, yeah, let's share some gossip, you know what I mean? We was gossiping about some girl earlier today, you know what I'm saying? It was like, what was wrong? Like, sometimes you try to help a person out, but then again, like, what point is it if they, like, don't really take care of themselves? Like, what I mean by that is, like, a person, like, saying she is smut, you know what I mean? Like,
but I'm bad.
I feel like smuts don't really take care of themselves because why are you putting yourself out there to a lot of people, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you and shit? So this one girl, you know, I ain't going to say her name, but you know what I mean? It's, like, so crazy how she just, like, a big hypocrite. Does this even count as gossip because I'm not telling y'all who she is? I guess not. So I might as well stop this story. I'm going to figure out what good gossip I can share on the show. Because if I'm not going to tell you who the hoe is, I might not even speak of her, you know what I mean? Because normally if I'm going to speak about something, I share, but I ain't trying to put her business out there. Then I keep her too busy, you know what I mean? Like, I guess there's nothing wrong with a hoe being busy. Would that make her happy? I don't know. I can't answer that question for y'all, but all I know is what I am going to do and what I ain't going to do. And right about now, I am not going to talk about this bitch because I ain't going to say her name. So keep it official. But, yeah, share some new gossip with us on Philly Shine. We showing love. Definitely shout out to all the callers joining in. If you got something to say, please press the 1. We'll open your mic up. You can join in on our Truth or Dare Saturday. We'll open up one caller. You have their hand raised before we get into some more music. 484 area code. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? I'm just fire. You don't know who this is. This is your boy Self. UMG Capital. What's going on?
Who is this? Hello?
This is Self from UMG.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I know that voice. Hey, what's good? Welcome to the show.
What's good? You know, I'm sorry it took so long to come and visit, but my hands just been tied, but I'm back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Appreciate it. Definitely show you much love. And Philly Shine Radio, we definitely still here doing our thing, showing off artists and myself, you know what I mean, having a good time. But on some real, what's good with you?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, just, you know, keeping busy, keeping my hands real, real, real busy. That's what it is.
Now,
I want to thank
you. You got to show off. You got to show off. You on the show.
All right, I drop it. First and foremost, you know, we started our own radio network, UMG Broadcast Network, so we're doing it big. Got that popping, you know, it's been a year. So it's up and running correctly. So I'm proud of it. Just got my hand in different business ventures. That's it.
Yeah, shout out to you doing Twitter, Facebook. Like, how can we be able to get in touch with you?
You can hit me on Facebook. You know, hit me under Eric Jones on Facebook. You can also go to www.umgbroadcastnetwork.com. Make yourself a page. I mean, get at me on there, Self and Miss Yellow Show. Holla, holla.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's what's up. It's real good to actually hear your voice. And you got to meet my co-host, Miss Truth Teller. Meet.
Cool.
Say what's up to Self. Shout out to UMG.
Hello. Much love. How you doing? Oh, honest a lot. You know what I mean? She kind of made the monster, you know, made me into a show host. I mean, I was really trying to play the back, but then she told me I need to come out of the back. So, you know, I give all praises due to her. I've been doing this for a minute now, thanks to her. So, you know, you got to stop by the show, honest, so we can talk some good gossip. You know,
gossip. It's always, you know what I mean, gossip is like what the person makes it, you know what I mean? For me, it's always fun. Like, if you're talking about somebody you don't like, that's just, you're talking about somebody you don't like, you know what I mean? That's different. But normally gossip is just something you heard about a person they don't want you to know and shit. Like, oh, shit, did you hear he was doing, I don't want to talk about illegal stuff either. Damn. Jesus,
you know,
gossip is pretty limited.
okay, gossip is something like, did you hear about that dude that got banged in the head at Roy in Susquehanna?
Oh, well, shit, no.
You talking
about
in the head.
Bang, like somebody got hit in the head or shot?
Shot in the head.
That is not fucking gossip. That is horrible.
That's true story. Hey, gossip.
Yeah, that's definitely not gossip. No, gossip is like, did you hear about her sleeping with 16 different niggas in one day? Like, that's gossip. Or
did you hear all her clothes is stolen? Like, all she do is boost clothes and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Know what's up. Don't nobody want you to know or whatever. Or, you know, those kids ain't his, right?
Oh, you
want to
talk about that kind of gossip? I got
spies. Yeah, that's gossip. You know what I mean? That's gossip. Oh, my goodness. Gossip is, you know what I mean? Like, really, really, really talking shit.
That's just me. I'm going to be good today. I said I was going to be good.
Yeah, we said we was going to be good today. Maybe we gotta change it up. I don't want to be gossip. But we definitely, like I said, going to wait for new music. So, do you have any gossip to share?
No, I got some good news for you. I got gossip to bring a iconic guest.
Oh, good news is always welcome.
I'm going to bring an iconic guest on your show. Either this week or probably next week. I give you a hint. You know, he's from a group that was out in the 90s, 80s, 90s era. You know what I mean? They had a nice little sound. All the thing I can say is you can have a piece of my love.
Oh, shit. That's nice. Oh, my goodness. I know who that is.
I'm going to bring one of the Hall brothers on the show, Mr. Damon Hall. And drop you.
Yo, I love him. Oh, my goodness. I ain't know nothing about none of those songs when I was growing up, but I definitely was singing them and shit, though.
I'm going to splash you off and bring you one member of Guy on your show so we can chop it up with you and he can let you know what he's doing.
Appreciate it. And then, guys, to give y'all some history about UMG and their United Minds group, you know what I mean, is what it stands for. We actually had a chance to interview Trick Daddy. That was probably, like I say, I always quote that interview because it was one of the realest, he's one of the realest person I've ever got a chance to talk to. And I never forget when your homie asked him, he was like, well, when did you know you was on? And he was like, what, nigga, I'm still working. Like, it was so just like real humble shit. Like, he put out hit after hit, and he's like, I'm still working at it. So, and that was, like, inspiring to me to just say, you know what I mean, sometimes you can't get satisfied. You just got to keep pushing. DB in the building. Yo, baby. We both got on our pajama shit.
Yeah,
I just got some clothes. Ooh. She's like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
I know that she is. I'm doing that shit sometimes. But we chillin'. Got my favorite rapper in the house. I just added her to my list on my Facebook. You know what I mean? I mean, on my Twitter, I just added her to my list. My motherfucking number ones, my top bitches. Shout out to Hadonis and GB. Fucking go crazy over them. And y'all know, I'm trying to get my Twitter list together. I feel like it's important, you know what I mean? I feel like it's important to have everybody organized to how I feel about them. But, yeah, my hottest in the world list consists of two people, GB and Hadonis Amazon. Shout out to H. Like, she won't go crazy at my diamond spotlight in June. Appreciate it, girl. And definitely shout out to Liz Donna, who's going to be rocking out next Sunday with us. Girl, it's been a crazy, crazy week, but we definitely show love. Oh, she just had somebody come on Twitter. Okay, GB. I see you sparked this up. Damn, wait, we got to delete this. Niggas is watching me now. We want to change this shit up a little bit. Say no. But we having fun. We got some new music. I'm actually get some of the artists from BMG to call in, you know what I'm saying, to show some love. Because I'm going to be playing some of their music and showing love tonight. And we're going to be showing love to Poker Face tonight and Fate. And like I said, I'm going to take your number down so I can make sure I call you and stay in touch because I didn't have this number.
No doubt. Keep the number. And I want to invite you late. I want to also invite you late. On our show, Wet Wednesdays, where we get knee deep into the needs of what men and women are lacking in the bedroom. So I definitely want y'all to come on.
Wet Wednesdays. I can relate.
I can relate to being wet. You know what I mean? Being wet is important. You know what I'm saying?
If you can't get her wet, something's fucking wrong.
But speaking of getting wet, let's say this song, Throw a Party on That Pussy. I think I like this
song. Oh, my lady, the floor at the house is like a nigga that's throwing a party on that pussy, hit the floor. Play hard.
Happy birthday,
Party. Happy birthday,
Party.
Happy birthday,
Party.
Happy birthday,
Party.
Happy birthday,
Party.
All right, we back on the show. Getting ready to get some good gossip going, you know what I'm saying? Gossip. How about what's crazy is people always tell me, like, remember my ex that I used to live around the corner from or whatever? I remember it was so crazy. One New Year's Eve or whatever, he's at this bar kissing a girl or whatever, and it got back to me so effing fast. It was crazy because, like, we just meet everybody together. Like, we will go out to the bar together. We will always spend time with each other. Like, everybody knew I was his girl. Everybody knew he was my dude or whatever. And he was kissing some girl at damn bar. I didn't know. I got the call while he was at work. It was, like, all throughout the next day. New Year's Eve. Well, nobody really that. And, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody tell me right then and there, like, yo, come down to the bar. See what's up. They're like, oh, y'all broke up? No, that was later on. Okay. Yo, man, people still tell me stuff about him. Like, my girlfriend was just telling me the other day, she see him out eating dinner with some other girl, and she was saying she tried to take a picture of him. And she said the girl looked like, did she just take a picture? She was like, the picture came out blurry or whatever. Yo. I don't even care. Like, she was like, I had to take a picture. I'm like, you didn't have to, but that's cool. You know what I mean? Appreciate it. But yeah, gossip is stuff, just stuff like that. Like, ooh, I just saw him or whatever. But that's just recent. Like, every time he would do anything, it would just come right back to me. Like, it's just like, oh, did you know this? And at the time, I used to be like, oh, yeah, I knew that already, you know what I mean, or whatever. Like, and he was saying he had a job working at this after hours. I just played it off like, oh, yeah, I knew. Remember me and you were stalking him? Yo,
yes.
I am a stalker.
Yes, I
you help. You help. GB definitely helped. She helped me not go in there and snap.
Yeah, definitely. Eddie going in there,
Joel,
because you wanted to go straight to that fucking bar.
Yeah, you know, it ain't worth it, though. I had my days of busting out windows and stuff, so yeah. Those are old days. Oh, shit. GB got some new guys. Who's he busting out?
You just
going
to call him A.
A?
And I'm B.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear this gossip about.
All right. A. Yeah, all right. So, A, we just going to call him A, and I'm B. So, he's cute. A accused me. He accused me of. Now, mind you, I knew him for years. Like, we knew each other for a long time. I've been around a lot of shit, seen a lot of shit, so forth and so on. He turns around and accused me of stealing a fucking, hold up, drum roll. An iPod. A fucking iPod, yo, like, I'm not better than that, like, a fucking iPod. I've been around a whole lot of other shit. I took a fucking iPod. So, long story short, he tried to take something from me, thinking I had the iPod. Later, of course, found out I didn't have the iPod, but, you know what I mean, you already look like a jackass. And you took something from me, so I bust out the window. I was mad as shit. I couldn't get in the fucking door to get my belongings from A. So B took it upon herself to pick up a chair that somebody threw in the trash off the block and bust out the motherfucking windows, two of them.
Nice.
It was only two.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's my little tiny gossip.
That's crazy. Sometimes, well, on some real shit, somebody takes something from you. Hell yeah, I'm destroying they shit. Somebody fuck with me, I'm going to destroy your shit. Please, please don't fucking tempt a bitch like me. But it's cool. But sometimes people, I might have some future gossip for y'all later, but I'm crazy, but you know how certain people, and this is, I might tell y'all what happened in like maybe like 2 weeks or something. I'm formulating. I'm the type of person that's I'm quiet and I sit and I gotta wait for the right opportune moment to get away with fucking you up or fucking your shit up. Like, seriously. You have to wait. You can't always. You got to be patient. You can't always just go off half cocked or cocked diesel. You got to.
You make a lot of wrong decisions. Our voice isn't echoing. Is the truth teller? Truth teller, hello. You lost the truth teller. It's cool. I'm gonna check.
No,
I did. Well,
she'll
be.
Hello, we love.
It's cool. She'll be back. Sometimes she got to go in and out, but we love her anyway. But sometimes, you know what I mean, you have to, well, all the time, even if you try to get yours, you got to make sure you take your time and so much not just do things, like, compulsively, I say.
Right, but that's with anything. Like, I noticed that when you in a rush to go somewhere or leave out the door or something, something always slow you down because you was rushing.
Yeah.
You take your time, shit goes smoother, you move quicker when you move slower. I mean, if that don't make sense to you, then I don't know how to put it, but you know, I mean, you do. You get there faster when you move slower. When you take your time and have patience, you know, I mean, you get to where you need to go or get doing what you need to get done quicker.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, that's the best way to put it. You get your shit done quickly because on some real shit, it's not always good to, how can you say it, like, get that instant gratification, because when it comes in slow and just precise, it's better to enjoy it. You got more time to enjoy it. You ain't so much running,
look at it.
Yeah, take a look at it. Like, look what I did. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do dirt right. This is what we putting y'all on. Dirt 101. Topics just changed.
Dirt 101.
How to do dirt, not get caught. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes the thought of preparing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, and then that's called premeditated murder.
Yeah, exactly. Premeditated murder. But you get away with it a little better.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
because,
like,
that's why a lot of people are in prison, because they acted, for real, because they acted off, you know what I mean, they first impulse, you know what I mean, the adrenaline rushing, you're not thinking right, you're not thinking straight, you mad. And that's only us being human, but we can control that as time goes on. Like, some people don't think about controlling it, so that's just what they do. You know what I mean? I do it myself. Well, I used to. I should say that. Because I got a lot better.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
you got to.
You know what I mean?
Yo, man. I gotta definitely commend you on getting better, because you are so much better, girl.
That's what Dredge just told me, too, y'all.
Yeah.
You said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I got a lot better.
Yeah, what she could say doesn't change how people get a lot worse.
It's my daughter.
That's what's up. Definitely shout out to little niece. She's a little sweetheart. Anissa. Niece. Appreciate it. Yo, my nephew is a sweetheart. But we got truth teller back, you know.
Yeah, I'm in and out for a minute. You know, I had a little situation, so, you know, I'm in and out.
It's no problem. We understand. We understand the truth teller. We gotcha. No problem. We sit here just talking about gossip. I'm talking about something I'm premeditating right now. You know what I'm saying? That ain't shit. I don't give a fuck. Don't bother me. You know what I mean? Because I'm the type of person, like, even if I'm fucking you over, you ain't going to know it. Like, it's like the best fuck you've ever had and shit. Like, you know, if you on my hand, yeah, like, I'm gonna fuck you over right. Like, you on bust nuts and shit. You gonna tangle, your body tangle. You ain't gonna know what the fuck is going on.
But
your money might be going, but she's not going nowhere. Exactly. You know what I mean? I might have left you with like a lot of questions, but you ain't gonna care about the answers. Like a lot of question marks, a lot of marks. But you won't really understand that you deserve those things. That because I fucked you over, you know. And then a lot of people say, oh, your name Honest. Does that mean you're an honest person? No, it means I honestly tell you I slapped the shit out of you. Like, for real. Like, don't think I'm just this goody two shoes type of joy. Like, I'm a good person.
I can honestly tell a lie.
You heard that? I thought I put that on my Facebook channel, so y'all can know what it is. A lot of people be like, all intimidated by me, whatever, which I can't stand. That's a big ass pet peeve. Have you ever been out on a date with a guy who's intimidated by you?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this is turning into girl time and shit.
I know, right?
What about you, True Teller? You ever have a guy that was just really nervous acting and act like a punk? You wanted to shake him and slap him like, stop bitching, like.
A couple times.
I can't stand that shit.
Like,
let's hear the story though. We gotta hear a story because the lady got to. We'll stick on the gossip. We still talk about gossip. I want a gossip about some of these. Let's hear a story about when a nigga was intimidated. I need to know. I'm about to ask these niggas who send me dick pics what they Facebook. So I can set them up. Set up time. Yeah, I'm about to fucking set up a couple people for tonight. But Yeah, what was it? What was it like having a boy being intimidated by you? What happened?
Sorry, True Teller went out.
Cool.
I mean, like, all right, I got a little story. Like, I remember this one boy. He was corny as shit. I knew him. Listen, I met him. Ooh. He did insurance joins, insurance cards, right?
Okay.
I come to find out when I met him face to face to get my insurance card. It was a boy that I went to middle school with.
Okay.
So we started busting it up. You know what I mean? He seemed cool. He was cool back then. Like, that wasn't, like, my nigga. You know what I mean? He was cool back then. So we started going out or whatever, like, going to different places, going to eat and have drinks and shit. I never fucked him. He was too corny, right? So we talking, and he said something real cocky. So I asked him, I said, why are you... Because he never was like this. So I said, what made you like this? Like, why are you so cocky now? Or whatever. He like, because, you know what I mean, when I was quiet and soft spoken, people automatically think that they can, like, run over me or be more outspoken towards me. You know what I mean? Not more outspoken than me, but more outspoken towards him. You know what I mean? Like, I guess more take advantage of him more or something like that. You know what I mean? But I was basically asking him, why was he like that towards me? Like, you know what I mean? Because everything I said to him, it seemed like he was, like, aggressive with it. And he never was like that before. So he told me that was why. But I told him, like, that shit is corny to not be yourself because you think somebody else could be a certain type of way. You know what I mean? Like, he's being because he automatically thinking people could take advantage of him if he's like, come on, like, that's some corny shit. You 20-something years old, we grown and shit, and you are still don't know yourself?
How about...
I mean, you don't fully know, you don't fully understand yourself, you know what I mean, right now, whether you think you do or don't, but damn, you really is lost in the ball.
You know, that's some real shit. How about I say... I just call him a rapper because that's what he was, what he is, you know. I'm not going to put his name out there. But, you know, I knew him for a long time, actually. It was like my last date or whatever I had. I knew him for a long time, and I just, you know what I mean, going through a breakup or whatever, and like, oh, this my homie and shit like that. We should be cool. Like, I know he's cute. He think I'm cute or whatever. I'm going to go chill at his house. And normally you don't do dates at a house, you know what I mean, like. But because that was my homie, I'm like, all right, let's do this date at the house or whatever. When I tell you, this guy was like, if we probably would have had sex, he probably would have came before he put the condom on. Like, his heart was racing the whole time.
You know what I mean? I didn't look to see if he was hard, but he probably was. And, yeah, of course he was hard. You know what I mean? He was, but he was just acting so weird and nervous. He didn't want to touch me. He was just, like, sitting on the other side of the room. And I was like, what's wrong with you? And then I was like, so I just had to ask, you know, I just put it out there. Like, I think the best way to get over shit is if you just say, this is the shit. You know what I mean? Yes, get over it. So I'm like, what are you, intimidated by me? So he's like, no, a little bit. And I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck out of it. Like, I'm this fucking person. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, because I'm the type of person, I can't stand that bitch ass shit. So I'm just going to come like, look, get over it. Top of the fuck up. Just stand on fire in the be a big man. Like, be a bigger man. Be a bigger man. Right now, you're being the little man.
You're the little grown man. You're the big grown man.
And on some real shit, I feel like, what the hell do I say next? Like, how do you have a second date after that? You know what I mean? I don't know. Can you give me advice? Could you have had a second date with a person after that?
I could have. All right, depending on his personality, like, because I'm sure that wasn't his whole personality. You know what I mean? I'm sure y'all got a couple talks or laughs or something. I don't know. It's not laughs, talks. Something to get to know him a little bit more than him just wanting or whatever. But I would have just, me personally, I would have just talked to him about that joint. Like, I would have checked him about it a little bit in a manner to where, though, he'll know I don't like that shit, so I'm going to give it a try again. And if, you know what I mean? If you know I don't like it, then, a third date. But a second date, because I would have definitely put it out there the first date. Hopefully, it should have changed. You know what I mean?
Give him a chance.
Yeah, because some niggas, you know what I learned? Some niggas is used to certain type of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And you got some niggas that's used to the bitches that don't mind fucking you if you got a girl. Or used to the bitches that don't mind being your girl and you fucking other bitches as long as you bring the paper on. Or, you know what I mean? It's different.
Yeah,
you got
true.
Different niggas that is used to different type bitches, so you can't always blame a nigga for how he might come at you the first time.
Okay.
But after you check him and let him know what it is, then, you know what I mean? I think that if he come incorrect next time, then yeah, of course, you know what I mean? You cut a nigga off. But, yeah, I mean, that's just what I learned. Like, because I always been short-tempered when it came to niggas and bitches. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't trying to hear the dumb shit. You come with the dumb shit the first time, it's a wreck. But just me from experience and growing up a little bit more, I learned, like, niggas, some niggas is used to certain type bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
They think.
Yeah, but you know what? Now that you said that, because he was, like, you know, more sexier, muscles, you know what I mean, tall and handsome. I guess maybe he expected me to be all over excited.
Right.
First of all, you got to jump through hoops, dribble, suck on my toes. Like, I need all that. I need, like, a pedestal built, silver platter made, you know what I mean, from scratch.
Right.
I need y'all melting. I need a silver platter made from scratch. Say it one more time, I'll think they heard you.
I need you making the butter and shit.
Yeah.
Not buying the butter.
Turn that butter.
You gotta work for this one.
Yeah, you gotta work. Because or else you're gonna get all dry, and I'm gonna stop. I'm like, yo, you can't even. This shit ain't working.
Right.
Stop. So what you're saying is you gotta lick it before you stick it. You got to lick it before you stick it.
So many words. Say no. That was two.
That's cool.
No. Yeah. You know what you were telling. That don't work. That turns me off. You ever have a guy to be like, oh, let me eat your pussy? I hate that shit. Like, don't.
I am so fucking addicted to that shit. I'm the type that wants to say no bad. Like, I'm so that you want to eat my pussy. Yo, like,
I'm like,
first of all, fucking fiend when it comes to that shit. Like, it's a real
doing shit like you. I'm the type that, because when I was married, like, you know what I mean, I was so used to that shit or whatever, like, that's, you know what I mean, all the time, right? And even before I got married, it was this dude that just always, we never had sex. I still don't know how he fucked. He ate my pussy over 50 fucking times, you know, like, he kept, every day he would ask, and every day I would fucking cut and be like, cool. Like, not every day, but a lot of times. On the weekends, I see that nigga, like, all the time, but I'm addicted to that shit. I'm like, fucking, that shit is, like, crack to me.
Yo, I can't stand it. I'm eternal.
Like, I got somebody's number in my, like, I got motherfuckers' numbers in my phone where I can just call them for that joint. Like, they know that when I'm calling them, we ain't fucking.
I don't want you
in my pussy.
But you know what?
You know, that's just horrible.
I'm going to confess something, even though it's not Confession Friday, but before I had sex, I definitely was getting my shit ate off. I ain't going to tell y'all how old I was, but I started fucking at 14.
You might as well say the age. It's in the past.
No, because, no, that's... Yo, wait, but listen. On some real shit, like, because, like, I had a boyfriend since I was 11, you know, but he didn't get to do it. He was such a slut. My first boyfriend was the worst. Like, it was a shame. Like, he was a sweet, yo, on some real Chanel, I think about him, you know what I mean? And his nickname was Boom. So everybody calls him Boom. We was down the bottom, you know what I mean? Summer love. When I tell you, and I didn't know, like, bitches used to couldn't stand me because they was fucking my boyfriend. That was fucked up, right? And they, a couple of got answered by my own. She ain't played it. What'd you say?
What is that now so I can shave their fucking head bald?
No, they probably bald. They probably bald.
So do y'all think that that's something wrong with that? Just like getting your pussy, like just
no.
Get your pussy ate.
No, nothing wrong with it. You obviously got some type of trust in these dudes to let them do it. You know what I mean? It's not, I'm saying
like even if I don't fucking know you, it's hard to say no.
Are you serious?
I said no before, of course.
Me, of course, yeah.
I had thought about this shit, like, all right, if I
the only reason is because I just be thinking, like, how many pussies have you been eating, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I'm not a sharing type, like, when it comes to sex and stuff like that, I gotta think I'm the only, I gotta think you're a virgin, and I'm your first, you know what I mean? Like, I really have this, like, crazy-ass control, like, I don't even want to picture you kissing another bitch, fucking another bitch, or whatever, like, I just can't do it. Like, I won't get wet. Like, I gotta, even when I have, you know what I mean, fucked another woman's man before, you know what I mean? I was real horrible with that. That's gotta be a Confession Friday.
Terrible. You know, that should have been a truth, bitch. Truth. You ever fucked
Have you ever fucked another man's woman? I'm saying another woman's man.
Yeah,
and you knew that he had a woman.
No, see, what had happened was, or whatever, he was really playing a role like he was single or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I swear, like, you can ask my sisters, like, it was crazy because I can't even say everything because, you know what I mean, it's still in the city. And I never found out. His girl called me a couple times, but, you know, I played the role, and no girls are going to know which one it is because I get a lot of calls from girls, and it don't be about nothing. That shit is just irritating, okay? Like, especially being who I am, I be calling everybody's fucking phone. I'm calling all y'all phones. I can't stand when a girl's called me, and it just really hasn't been nothing because you're a rapper or whatever, and I know you from the fucking music industry. But this girl called me on some real shit, and when I tell you, my homegirl Passion was with me at the time, and she knew what was going on with what I was doing, and I was just lying through my teeth to her, and she was just cranking the fuck up. Like,
so you say that dude kept it from you?
Yeah, wait a minute. He kept.
How you find out?
Cause she called my phone. Like, she called my phone a couple times, and she.
Okay, so then you just said no, like, fuck it. You know what I mean? And that's how you
feel now. No, I still.
It was fucked up.
Because it was good, like. It was just so good, I couldn't say no. And then at the same time, like when we first started fucking, like first he was just like, because what happened was you know, he fell asleep, didn't make it home on time or whatever. So then the next morning, the next day, I got a call from her. I got a call from her saying, who is this, all this other shit, like reading his text messages and all that other shit or whatever. So I'm just like, what? And I just was like, and it was so horrible because, and that was like a real low point too. I was real upset because I was just thinking about him. And then she called. Like, you know what I mean? Ain't that some bullshit? Like, I was just thinking about him. I still remember. I was just thinking about him. And then she fucking
called. And then
called.
You find out he got a bitch.
Yeah, and then when he was telling me, oh, she crazy. You know how the guys lie. She crazy.
Oh, she crazy. She ain't really my girl. She's somebody that I know.
No. He said who she was with his girl, you know what I mean, or whatever. They were supposed to did something or whatever, had a baby or something dumb like that or whatever, but they never did, and she was this, she was that, so she was all this and this and that. And then as it wrong, I found out they lived together, and I still kind of didn't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
You ain't shit for that.
You know, but sometimes, because I felt like all I wanted was
you,
say,
I tell somebody over and all that.
Yeah, but I was
you ain't shit for that.
And then I wasn't shit because, like I said, when she called my phone, like, I did the ultimate wrong to the ladies. Like, but this is the only one time I ever did this in my life. It wasn't like she was my homie, you know what I mean? Like,
no, but listen,
I didn't know her.
Right. It's cool. I don't agree. I agree with not snitching to the female to keep the peace at home. But then you got to break it off with the bull once you find out he got a girl because you know you violating somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, you violating and you wouldn't want it done to you.
But,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
And even though how good it is, and I know that it can be good, and I understand it, but it's plenty more good, I doubt you. Think about all the good ones you had after that shit. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck, right?
Yeah, as far as that statement goes, I plead the fifth, because I don't want to incriminate myself. Talk about it. Yeah. You know something. Everybody only got one their own dick. We got to take some callers and stuff. Play some music. Oh, we got the BMG music because I want to play. I got to show love to BMG, my game. Shout out to Dirty Bull, Easy. Big up to everybody rocking the T-shirt. Y'all know I got mine. You know what I mean? Got to show some love. I want to show some love to some of the performers and down the spotlight. Check out what's up with y'all. We chillin' having girl talk. Yeah, I ain't shit. Fucking like, what can you do? That's why I got truth telling. She be holding me down.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm still dealing with my crisis.
That's fine. I wanted to show love to BMG and play some music. Yeah, but you know what?
Hold on.
I'm going to go into the joint from Fate. This is a hot track. Fate Grindhouse is how you can find him on Facebook. And this is actually his track, Facebook. Text him to call in. I guess he'll join us later. But big up to everybody checking out the show.
Six notifications, phone messages, three friend requests. I'm like, who that is? See something up with it. Boy, he had me quick. I'm being a little nosy. I start going through her pics. She took one in the water. I'm like, oh shit. She sent another message. She like, boy, hurry up. I'm like, slow down, baby. Tell me what's the rush. She said, boy, I went to your pictures and I can't help but I'm feeling you. I said, baby, girl, I went to your pictures and I can't help but I'm feeling you too. And that's how we became
club, I keep her undercover. She requested me 6 months ago, don't know about my other. She a freaky girl, I'm freaky too, so all I do is fuck her. No strings attached, and that's a fact. She inbox me, I inbox back. She posting pics up in her photos, panties, bras, I comment that. Responded back, OMG, damn, you find you making me wanna take you straight to the Momo, baby. They got plenty vacancy. I'm touching her, she touching me. We F-U-C-K-I-N-G. You can call us friends with benefits. I'm feeling her, she feeling me. I'm posted on her wall, she be posted on my wall. She my F-B-L and I be posted in her wall. She my
Lover. Wow. That's pretty cool. I kind of like that one. But we're going to wait for Honest to come in and see you. I don't know where she at.
You know, I'm just saying, what you going to wait for me for? I don't wait for you. I was playing music.
Hold up. Stop the music. I was just listening because I wanted to see what she was going to do with my silence, guys. You know what I mean? And we're going to take a poll to some of the people who are listening in on the line. And no, when Truth Teller disappears, I hold her down. I don't say all this. We got to wait. We keep this a show. We got to keep the show rolling. So I'm going to show
right,
some.
But you know, I got situations going on in my background, so I really can't.
Well, then play some music. See, look at her getting defensive. We're going to show some love. Play BMG. You know what I mean? I got to show love. They my game.
Got me on.
Hey. Blow down. Baby, this the remix. You know
watch they lose down. They fresh every day, I make it rain. I pull that dough out, I'm loaded down. I'm loaded down, I'm loaded down. Make it rain up in the club, it anything that pull that dough out.
I'm
loaded
down, bring that dough out. Hit the gas and watch me roll out. I'ma show off, I like to show off. Her tits up, her ass out. My man hard, and I swear to God, this little bad bitch about to catch it all. I'ma bend her over, I'ma break her off. I'ma beat it up until my dick is off. I'm loaded out, no doubt. Name H.A. bitch, I'm a fucking boss. Y'all lick them up and I dick them down. She gon' tell her friends, I'ma fuck them all. Fuck them all, but don't fuck them raw. Then it's on to the next, no text involved. Only stick around if it's text involved. Man on the horse like a text involved. Hey, when I want a good sex involved. Get red when I want to know X involved. But she crossed that line, gotta X her off. I'm loaded out, baby, that's for sure. That she know that boy, H.A., I get that extra dog. Rugby when I'm freaking them. 160 to sneaker them. Them bitches be like, who be them? Who be I be them. Who be hating? That be them. I'm loaded out, baby. That's the end.
Baby, it's the remix.
Remix.
You know I stay loaded down. Stay fresh every day. I make it rain. I pull that dough out.
Easy.
I'm loaded out.
Yes.
I'm loaded out. I'm loaded out. Make it rain up in the club. It ain't anything that pull that dough out.
I'm
loaded
out. Bonnie bitch, that purple label my outfit. Her red bone, super thick. My pocket's fat, no bullshit. You want a trip? Full clip. Make you flip gymnastics. I lose out that ratchet. Now go on, pick your casket. I'm on. Now tell them bitches gone. Get my fucking money trick and bring it back home. Rubber band man, damn chicken off the bone. How whip it? Good. Motherfucker trapping off that iPhone. I'm dirty. Do them bitches dirty. Low down dirty. Bitch, I'm ballin'. Check my jersey. That Durbin. Jay, that Irvin. Styrofoam, I'm swerving. Kush all on my person. I do this shit on purpose. I'm lowed out.
I'm lowed out.
I'm lowed out.
I'm lowed
out. Swag on the mill. Fuck a deal, baby. Roll out. I'm lowed out.
I'm lowed out.
I'm lowed out. Swag through the roof. This living proof. Now pull that dough out.
Baby, it's the remix. You know I stay low down, stay fresh every day. I make it rain, I pull that dough out. I'm low down, I'm low down, I'm low down. Make it rain up in the club, it anything that pull that dough out. I'm low down.
I'm in that Lord love. I'm in that Lord, London, London, London. Can't be playing with the mother.
most. When it comes to making money, I be ghost. Vanish. I bring home the bacon, bread, and the cheese. Sandwich. And I'm so exclusive. New shit. You be trying to find my swag, but you niggas can't. Elusive Looney Tunes going ham on the beach. Daily. I hit the roof and drop a